The EMS service discussion continues and was on the agenda when the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors met on Tuesday, April 21st. There was a presentation by Red Oak City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Chair of the Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, and she tells us more about the discussion.
Well, Lisa did her presentation, and then the board members, some of the board members had comments. Some of them had, you know, there were questions and comments. But like Alex Burton, he's in Villisca, and he had some thoughts and some comments because he's been heavily involved with it over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Amos, who is a seasoned board member, and also he was on the fire department here at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago. So anyway, so they just kind of talked about how things have changed, how it used to be. He did that. And then Mike Olson just kind of, his comment was, I mean, I think everybody realizes that this is going to be necessary, you know, coming forth. But his concern was he didn't want someone to call and not have an emergency unit come and have them pass away or something.
I think that's a concern for a lot of people.
Well, it's absolutely. It is. And, you know, when you live in the country, too, I mean, really, it is a concern. I mean, I still have a landline because if there was a fire out there, one time I asked about, you know, your cell phone. If I call on my cell phone, where will it go? Will it come here to Red Oak if I'm sitting out in the country here? So there's some concerns about that. But anyway, so a lot of really good, solid discussion. And so the board kind of talked about it under, announcements a little bit about, you know, where we need to go with this and move forward. So we're going to put it on our agenda for next week. We're going to go forth. We're going to be positive, and we're going to see where we can go with this.
So did you have so there was the discussion from Lisa Cotter for the EMS service, and then the City of Elliott EMS service. Tell me about that.
They had just the representative from the City of Elliott. He said he came up and he said, really, you know, Lisa had touched on everything. We as a board had gotten a letter from the City of Elliott from the mayor, from Mike. So just, you know, basically supporting that the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors consider a resolution to declare emergency medical service an essential service within our jurisdiction.
Okay.
So you know, that's really what he was just there to support that, to say, you know, that the city's for it.
Again, that was a discussion item, so no action. But
no.
Do you think, so if Montgomery County, if the Board of Supervisors would declare emergency medical services an essential item, then the path forward with that would be a resolution and then a referendum to the voters.
It's a little more complicated than that because you have to have two public meetings and and you know all the resolution does is just the way that I was understanding it is just to say yes, we as a board believe that EMS should be an essential service in Montgomery County,
right.
And then. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I have to read the Iowa code. And Jill said, gave us the number, and I hopefully sit down with her and what we need to do to go forth with this.
So there would be an administrative process for that.
Oh, yeah.
But
it just doesn't happen.
Right. But then ultimately it would come down to the voters of Montgomery County would have to vote to pass it through a supermajority, correct? Before it would be enacted.
60%.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's other, you know, Cass County just passed one. Mills County's working on ones. And we'll talk about that again next week.
Stay tuned to KCSI KOAK Radio. We'll keep you updated as the discussion continues regarding EMS service in Montgomery County.